I want to. Binyamin, I want to thank you for being ma'orim me on a question yesterday that got me thinking and looking at this an inyan that obviously is an interesting inyan, and it touched on a topic that we began earlier in Sachem about regarding the Torah using the expression of behema asher inena tahora with regard to the animals that enter into the teva. We know that there were seven of behemos tahoros and two of those which were behema asher inena tahora. So I want to get to that, but let's sort of broaden the discussion first. There's an interesting thing about how Noach knew which animals are to get into the teva. And this is true for a couple of reasons. Let's start with the Rashi in the beginning of the parasha. It says, in the beginning of the parasha, first in the pasuk, ki hishris kol basar esdarko al ha'aretz. So kol basar, Rashi brings from Chazal, means not just people, even animals. Even behema chayev ha'of, they were mashchis, they were niskap l'she'en aminam, they made it out of their own species. That's kihishchis kol basar esdarko ha'aretz. Now, kol basar sounds like everybody, everyone. But we also know that kol is not everything, rubo kekulo. And this case certainly wasn't everybody, because Rashi also quotes on the pasuk me'ha'of l'minehu, says me'ha'of l'minehu min ha'behema l'mino. Says Rashi, so Rashi says that who did Noach bring into the teva? Only the oaf, and I mean habehema lemina, doesn't just mean each according to their respective species. It means those who are not mating out of their species. So that's the pasuk over here. It's interesting. How did Noach know? So Rashi continues. Rashi says, "Umealeim ba'u, the kosha teva kotaso hichnis ba." The Mefarshi Rashi are very troubled by Rashi's source and the way he phrases it, and this is because of a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin is actually medayik, not from the pasuk liminehu like we have in Rashi based on the Medrash, but from another pasuk, and that's the pasuk way that it says. Mikol habehema tahora, shiva shiva ish v'ishto. That's in pasuk zayin pasuk beis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin kuf chesam is beis. Ask the question: ishus lebehema miyisle. What's the pshat ish v'ishto when it comes to an animal? The Gemara answers: Amar shuba nachameni, Amar Yonasan, the osam shelo nevda behem. Avera. Ishvi ishto means those animals that didn't mate out of their species. That's what ishvi ishto means. It's not ishus, it means that they kept the protocols not to mate out of their species. Mara says, mina yoda, how did Noach know? Amar Rav Chisda, shehaviran lefnei ha-teva. Noach had them go in front of the teva. Kosha teva kotaso biyadua shalonev debem avera. Any animal that the teva took it in, so the teva didn't reject them, then we knew that didn't meet made out of their species. This is the opinion of Rav Chisda. Rabbi Avohu Amar, me'osan habayim me'aleihem. Me'osan habayim me'aleihem. Those that came on their own. Meaning that's how Noach knew. It wasn't based on whether Teva accepted them. It was, they came on their own. Obviously, those that came on their own were those who are not, who were faithful, who didn't intermate. So they all wonder about how Rashi sort of puts the two together. These are two opinions in the Gemara. Again, Rashi's comment is on the pasuk, me'a'of l'minehu, earlier in the parasha. Rashi says, u'me'alein ba'u, that's Rabbi Avohu. That's the second answer. The kosha teva chol tasso hichnis ba, and that's Rav Chisda. So why did Rashi switch the order? And Rashi sounds like they're both true. So there are a lot in the Mefarshi Rashi to try to work out. Maybe it's not a machlokes, maybe they're both true. They say the laderach I saw says, in fact, the two different reasons Rashi switched the order. Okay, Rashi says the kosha teva chol tasso is like it would say kimo o. In other words, either this or this, because they're two amarayim that have a machlokes about this point. So much for the pasuk me'of l'minehu and the pasuk of ish v'ishto. Now that pasuk of ish v'ishto starts with Mikol HaBehema HaTahora, Shiva Shiva Ishvi Ishto, Umin HaBehema Asher Lo Tahora Hi Shnayim Ishvi Ishto. What's the meaning of the pasuk Tahora versus Eina Tahora? So the way that we normally assume, what does it mean? It means whatever is considered kosher animal when it comes to Kal Yisrael with Matan Torah. So that's when you had Shiva Shiva. And those that were not kosher, that's Shnai Mishvi Ishto. The fact that it says Ishvi Ishto, that would be indicating that it had to be only those animals that were faithful. Comes out the only animals that entered the Teva were animals that were faithful to each other, quote unquote, right? But the meaning of Tahora and Tahora is based on the Torah. So Binyamin pointed out, you reminded yesterday, and Binyamin, you're here, see, he reminded me that there's a Rimi Lunil that we mentioned when we discussed the sugya earlier of not to use a Lashon Meguneh, and we know that the Torah says extra 8 letters to say Hashem Eino Tahora, not to use the word Tameyah. But you find many times in Chumash it says Tamei. So we have various ways to explain. The Torah did it once in order to tell me that the Indian to avoid Lashon Eino Meguneh, and other pshat in the Balmor and others that in the context of Noach it's considered Meguneh, but generally it's not. The Rimi Lunil said something interesting. Rimi Lunil learns, "V'lodami l'tuma v'tamei d'chivi b'torah l'asher inena tahora." There's a big difference. The osa tuma d'hasam, the tuma in the Torah, the behema tumeya or ena tahora, tumeya she nirbeis v'she'ena mina hihu, v'hi mugunel ma'ot. It's a different meaning. The tumeya in the Chumash means the animal made it out of its kind. Mash'inkin b'shar tuma shebatorah. What's the makor? First, Rimi Lunil. Where does he see that? That the Torah, the meaning of the word tumeya comes out according to this, that the behemos that came shnayim shnayim were animals that in fact were hishchisu darkam, and the animals that came shiva shiva, those are tahora, were the animals shelo hishchisu darkam. And that's why it's a lashon neguneh, because the tumeya association by Noach is really tumeya in the sense that they were not faithful. Where does the Rimi Lunil get that? So I was my. It's a Gemara in Zvachim, but it's not Pashit that there's such a Gemara. That's what's interesting. The Gemara in Zvachim, Kufta Zayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara has a question. Talks about animals that are kosher for Kabanos, for Bnei Noach, and he says, Tahorin Avalot Tumeit. So the Gemara asks, Tahorin Avalot Tumeim, Mi Havi Tumeinu Tahorin Bahi Shaita? We're talking about before Matan Torah, what's Shaykh to talk about Tumeim? That's the Gemara's question. Says the Gemara, Amrav Shmo Banachameni, Amrav Yonasan, and here's the Gersa in front of us. Me Osan Shalonevda Behen Aveira. The Gemara is discussing the context of Noah. The Gemara says, what does it mean? Tmeim Tahorim, Neosan Shalonevda Behen Aveira. That's the Gersa Shalafanenu. Continues the Gemara Minaha Viyadi, Kidirav Chizda. The Amrav Chizda, Havirun Ufne Ateva, Kosha Teva Kotasan, Yadua Shehu Tohar. In Teva Kotasan, Dua Shehen Tmeim. Rabbavo Amar, Babam Zachon Akeva, Haboin Mealeyan. Now, if you look in the Hagos on the side of the Gemara, the Sheet in the Kubetzes changes the Gersa. Instead of the Gemara saying, Me'osin Shalonevda Ben Aveira, so the Gersa is, Me'osin Hasidim Litaher. So it comes out, the Rimi Lunil had the Gersa in the Gemara Zvachim Kufter Zayin, that the Gemara was saying Mefurish, that the meaning of Tmeya is Nevda Ben Aveira, and Tahora is Lo Nevda Aveira. I mean, Aviyadi, that's Abchizda, and that's Rebavo. But the Mashah says that's not the correct Gersa. The correct Gersa in the Gemara is, the Gemara is talking about Tahora that's going to become Tar, the Yisrael. And then the Gemara asked, and how would Noach know that? The answer is, either Rav Chisda's reason, kid or Rav Chisda, meaning Rav Chisda who spoke about the pasuk of Ish v'Ishto in Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, so we use that as well over here. How do he know which animal would be Tahor, and which would Tameh, he could see what the Teva took in and what Teva didn't take in. And Rav gave his own reason. And that was the gears apparently that many Mefarshi Rashi had because they had a kasha and another Rashi in the Pasha. Rashi has the question, how did Noach know which animals were Torah, which animals were Tameh? So Rashi says, Melamed Shalomad Noach Torah. Asks the Mizrahi on that Rashi, how does Rashi know that that's the answer? What at the Gemara Mizrahi? And the Girsa that the Mizrahi had is the Girsa that the Mashah had, that the Gemara is discussing the question of Noach Yada, how do you know which animals were Torah and Tameh? So the Mizrahi says, what's Rashi's problem? The Gemara says, Am Rav Chizkiya Avril from the Ateva, and Rav Avo says, Bo Me'alein, Lo Yadati Lama Hini Acharav Divri HaGemar V'Tavas Derech Acheres. Says to Mashah, it's not a kash at all, Mashah Nizvachim. He says, the two issues here. One issue is how Noach knew which animals would go in that had to be based on the Teva, based on who came on its own. But if Hashem is talking to Noach and telling him, Dehema Tahora, that's be a frame of reference. So Noach has to know what Hashem is talking about. That must be because Noach learned Torah. But Lemaisa, he didn't go checking the animal. That had to be, you know, because the Teva did the checking for him. So therefore, it's not a stira, and the Mashah prefers the Girsa and the Gemara, not the Girsa that we have, that the Gemara is saying, Tahora Tmeya means those animals that were faithful or not faithful. That was the Rimi Lanus Pshat, and that's why he says it's considered Meguna. And according to that, animals, the Shnaim were animals that were Hishchisu Darkam, but rather the Gemara's Girsa would be Tahora Tmeya Shasilios Tahor Yisrael. Just to end with interesting, just in terms of the Inyan of Lashon Nekiyah and Teva Kol Tasto, very interesting thing. The Sfas Emes, a couple of times, quotes from his Zayda Chedush Yerim, father, that this apparently is the name of the Baal Shem Tov, this Inyan. The Inyan of the Teva is very much connected to the Inyan of words. The word Teva, you know, means an ark. It also means a word. And perhaps it occurred to me, it's not a coincidence that we learn out the importance of using Lashon Nekiyah from the Torah's usage of the word Eino Tahora in connection to Tevas Noach, because the whole Inyan Tevas Noach is the significance of the Dibur. So, in fact, the Avodas Yisrael points out, he brings from others, the dimensions of the Teva were what? Shlosh Meos Ama, and then Chamisha Mama, or Shlosh Mama Komasa. So you think about it, the letters would come down to that of Shin, which is 300, Lamed, which is 30, and Nun, Chamisha Mama Komasa, that's 50. Those are the three letters of Lashon, which is language. So the Sfas Emes says, at least twice he quotes it. Adoni Abizal Moivirabi Higid B'Shem HaRabbanim Ki Tevas Noach Hu Tevos Ve'Osios HaTorah She Yuchal Ko Adam Hachnis Atzma V'Chol Teva Mitorah U'Tfila Ba'idei Zeh Yuchal Inatzel Miko Hester. A person can enter Bo El HaTeva, connect with the words of Torah, connect with words of Tfila. And then he adds, Kol Sha Teva Kol Tasso is a Chassidish twist on the words, which wherever the Teva would be koit, would absorb. You have to enter into the Teva. You say a word of Torah. You say a word of Tefillah. The Teva, the Torah has to be koet you. And he mentions that in an earlier piece as well. Just like Torah is koet, those is like Arimiklat, it's koet. So the Indian of the Teva Kultasa that we discussed with the animals going into the Teva, this is true about us. When we say words of Torah, words of Tefillah, we have to feel that we're being enveloped. A koet is to absorb, to take you in, being enveloped by the Teva. Every word that we mouth about davening shouldn't just be milumada. It's hard when we sometimes daven at a quicker pace, but here and there, if we're able to just chap in our minds what we just said, just to connect with the words, Shemun Esrei, in our tefillos, in our Tzuka de Zimra, there are times that you have to be machave more than others, Paseches Yedecha, but even more than that, whatever it is, and certainly when we're learning, the words should become like a shield around us. The words are calling us. The Indian, interesting Indian of Teva Kol Tasso from the Derech HaMachshava, the Derech HaChassidus. Okay, good Shabbat, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shabbat. Thank you, Rabbi.